In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our gospel reading this morning, it wasn't very long, but it was full. The gospel reading this morning was kind of like a treasure chest. And there were many very valuable pieces of gold in that treasure chest, many things that we can think about. Jesus warns us to keep our body full of light. He speaks of either serving God or serving our desire for comfort and prosperity. He says you can't do both. He also says that fear and anxiety will get you nowhere in life. And he commands that our only concern should be seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness. If we do that, he says, in fact, all these other things will be added to you. He goes on to say, I will take care of you. Our Heavenly Father is a loving God. He will take care of you. Be like the birds of the air. Be like the flowers of the field. Without anxious toil, they find that they have everything that they need, and they are counted more beautiful and radiant than King Solomon himself. I think that for most of us, if we are honest, our Lord describes a life that we can't even imagine. The good servant, says Jesus, is the one in whom there is no worry, there's no fear, there's no anxiety. The one who trusts in God spends his energies on searching for the kingdom of heaven, but never on pursuing worldly cares alone. The good servant puts in a good day at work, and then she leaves it all at the office. The good servant is not distracted by tomorrow. She's not distracted by yesterday. Instead, she can focus like a laser beam on the right here and the right now. She only has eyes for those things that matter to God. And God is not worried about yesterday. God is not worried about tomorrow. He is only concerned about meeting us and taking care of us right here, in the present moment, right now. If that is the vision of the life to which we are called, if that is holiness, and ironically, I think most of us can just add that to the list of things we worry about, right? Goodness, Lord, like I don't have enough to worry about in my life already. I don't already have enough anxiety in my life. Now I have to figure out how to get rid of all the anxiety in my life. A life of peace and of joy is a life that seems to most of us on most days unimaginable. So what are we supposed to do? How do we begin to move in a good direction? How do we begin to make Pentecost and that promise of holiness, how do we begin to make it possible? When you boil things down, when you get down to the basics, our gospel reading this morning really contains just one challenge and one commandment. And this challenge and this commandment, these are all we need to kind of ignite a spiritual revolution in our souls, to replace one master with another. Near the middle of the gospel reading this morning, our Lord turns to his disciples and he asks a question that you and I should remember to ask ourselves each and every day. I would say that this is the question that we should ask ourselves each and every morning, even before our feet hit the floor. The question posed by Christ to his disciples is this: is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? That question is like a cup of coffee for the soul, and so it is a perfect way to start the day. Is not life more than food, and is the body more than clothing? Isn't there more to life than input and output? There's nothing wrong with food and clothing. There's nothing wrong with paying bills and making doctor's appointments. But is this all there is to life? Is the best life we can imagine a life in which every bill gets paid, every meal is filling, and every day's labor brings us praise and progress? Or is there more? Is not life more than food, the body more than clothing? For a Christian, for us, everything rides on our answer to that question. If the answer is yes, there is more to life, then we have a fighting chance at allowing God to become our true master. If the answer is no, then the only master we will ever know is the master of deadlines and due dates and account balances. If we say yes, there is more to life than input and output, then slowly we can begin to see God as God sees us. As more precious than the birds of the air and the flowers of the field, as unrepeatable, priceless treasures. If we say no, life really is nothing more than moving toward prosperity, then the opinions of others will be our true master. Our reflection in their eyes will become the only thing that we think is real. Their opinions of us will become the source of our self-worth and value. And that's not always a good thing. If our answer is yes, if every day we start the morning by saying yes, there's more to life than the usual worldly cares, then it becomes possible to trust God more and to trust in our own power and control less. This idea that our control of things makes the world go round is an illusion. So that's the big challenge in today's reading. Every morning we have to ask ourselves that same question. Isn't life more than food? The body more than clothing? If we can't say yes, then we might as well not even say our morning prayers. Best just to have a good breakfast and get on with the day. But what if we can say yes? What if we get out of bed all kind of groggy and half asleep and we say, yes, Lord, there is more to life than what the world says there is. What then? What next? I mentioned that at the center of our reading this morning, our Lord presents us with both a challenge but also with a command. Here's that command. If you want to fill your body, fill it with light. And let that light come from your eyes. Our Lord says that the eyes are the lamp of the body. If your eyes are good, then the whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are bad, then the whole body will be full of darkness. And as I said to the children this morning, if we surround ourselves with what is holy, then the light and the love of God which shines in them will shine in us as well. What we place in front of our eyes, those things will fill our whole bodies. If all we ever care about are spreadsheets and bottom lines, or if all we ever care about are images of temporary beauty and false happiness, then we leave no room inside for the Holy Spirit to grow and to bring us the peace and comfort which Jesus speaks about this morning. And of course, Jesus speaks here, as we said to the children, more than just about our two eyes. Speaks about our hearts, the center of our soul. The heart is that part of us which is able to know love, to see other people as persons, not as objects or competitors. The heart is the part of us that can encounter God's holy presence each moment, each day. We have to fill our hearts with light, with prayers of thanksgiving and repentance, with worship. If there is more to life than food and more to the body than what is on the outside, that's our job. Our job is to fill those eyes with light. To pray, it's not complicated. To read Scripture, knowing that those are the words written for us by our Lord, through which we encounter that raised and glorified Lord. To worship, to encounter Jesus Christ and his saints through the icons, through the hymns of praise, through the writings of the Holy Fathers, to keep the flame of faith burning in our hearts by simply remembering we always stand in God's holy presence, not just here. We do it every moment of every day, whether we are at church or at home, at work, or on the interstate. Brothers and sisters, our Lord gives us a very useful rule for starting the day. Each day, may we ask ourselves that same question, proposed by our Lord in St. Matthew's Gospel. This day, isn't life more than food, the body more than clothing? And may we remember that among our many, many responsibilities, at the top of our list is our Lord's command that we take care of our eyes, that we always look towards the gospel of his death and resurrection, and that once we find that light, may our eyes never wander. And may the light which shines so brightly in the person of Jesus Christ be the light which illumines our own souls and bodies this day and all the days of our life. Amen.